If you fly anywhere near restricted airspace, and most of us do at some point, then this next story should get your attention. Multiple unidentified drones have been repeatedly slipping into the protected airspace around one of Australia's most sensitive military installations. Not once. Not by accident. Repeatedly. This is Radio Hangar. I'm Tower. And this is ATEEZ, the show where we take the headlines and tell you what they actually mean when your hand is on the yoke. Let's get into it. Here's what you need to know. The base in question is Royal Australian Air Force Base Williamtown, near Newcastle, in New South Wales. It's home to Australia's F-35 Lightning II fleet. This is fifth-generation fighter territory. Stealth aircraft, advanced sensors. The kind of place where the airspace is restricted for reasons that go well beyond ordinary traffic separation. And according to reporting from Aerotime, unidentified drones have been entering that restricted airspace on more than one occasion. Mystery aircraft, no clear operator. Showing up over one of the most guarded pieces of sky on the continent. Now, before we go further, let me be clear about what we know and what we don't. We do not know who is operating these drones. We do not know their intent. Anyone who tells you they know for certain is speculating, and I'll flag my own speculation when I get there. What we do know is that the incursions happened, that they were repeated, and that they occurred over a facility that matters a great deal to Australian national defense. Let me pause on that word, repeated. A single drone wandering into restricted airspace is, unfortunately, a fairly common event worldwide. Somebody buys a quadcopter, doesn't read the rules, and flies it somewhere they shouldn't. It happens near airports, it happens near stadiums, it happens near military bases. Usually it's carelessness, not malice, but repeated incursions over the same sensitive site tell a different story. That pattern suggests intent. It suggests somebody is either testing the response, gathering information, or deliberately probing how the base reacts. And that is exactly why defense officials pay very close attention when the same airspace gets violated more than once. Before I get deeper into what this means for you, let me tell you who's keeping the lights on today. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight, from first solo to airline transport pilot. Every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. I like that sponsor, and I'll tell you why. Every one of us has a moment we'd put on a coin. The day the instructor climbed out and said, "Take it around yourself," the check ride we passed, the rating we earned. Aviation is a series of milestones, and it's worth marking them. AviationSoul.com. Now back to Williamtown. Let's talk about why the F-35 changes the equation here. This isn't just any airbase. The Lightning II is a fifth-generation fighter, which means it carries stealth technology, sensor fusion, and electronic systems that represent an enormous investment and an enormous nations spend a great deal of effort keeping the details of these aircraft out of the wrong hands. When a drone loiters over a base that houses them, the immediate concern isn't a collision. The concern is surveillance. A small drone with a decent camera can photograph aircraft on the ramp. It can observe patterns. When do the jets fly? How many are out? Where they park? What the ground crews are doing? Even the electronic signature of a base, the radars and the radios, is information somebody might want. So the worry over Williamtown isn't that a hobby drone is going to hurt an F-35. The worry is what that drone might be seeing and who might be watching through it. The headline doesn't tell the whole story though, and here's the part that connects directly to you and me. This affects you if you operate a drone anywhere. And increasingly, that's a lot of pilots. Many of us who fly full-scale aircraft also fly unmanned ones. We use them for photography, for inspecting property, for fun on a weekend. And the response to incidents like Williamtown almost always lands on the responsible operators, not the mystery ones. That's the frustrating truth about airspace security. The people breaking the rules on purpose are hard to catch. The people following the rules are easy to regulate. So when governments react to incursions like this, the new restrictions tend to fall hardest on the compliant. Let me explain what that looks like in practice. After incidents like this, you can expect a few predictable moves. First, expanded no-fly zones around military and critical infrastructure sites. Second, tighter registration and remote identification requirements for drones. Third, new counter-drone systems. The technology designed to detect, track, and in some cases disable unmanned aircraft near sensitive areas. And fourth, stronger penalties for airspace violations for the recreational and commercial drone operator. That means the rules are going to keep getting tighter, and the margin for an honest mistake is going to keep getting thinner. If you fly a drone, this is your cue to know exactly where the restricted and prohibited areas are before you launch. Check the charts, use the apps, In the United States, that's the Low Altitude Authorization and Notification Capability, LANC, and the Federal Aviation Administration's B4U flight tools. In Australia, it's the Civil Aviation Safety Authority's published zones. Wherever you are, the principle is the same. Ignorance of the airspace is not a defense, and after high-profile incursions, enforcement gets a lot less forgiving. Now, let me widen the lens, because Williamtown is not an isolated event. It's part of a pattern we've been watching build for a couple of years now. We've seen mystery drone sightings over military bases in the United Kingdom. We've seen unexplained drone activity over installations in the United States, including a well-documented series of sightings over bases that prompted congressional attention. We've seen airports in Europe halt operations because of drones near the runways. The Gatwick Airport shut down in England back in December of 2018, grounded flights for the better part of 3 days, and stranded well over 100,000 passengers. And to this day, the operator was never conclusively identified. So Williamtown fits a global trend. Small, cheap, hard-to-trace, unmanned aircraft are showing up over exactly the places where you'd least want them, and the authorities are consistently a step behind. The technology to fly a capable drone has gotten cheap and widely available. The technology to reliably detect, identify, and stop one has not kept pace, and it certainly hasn't gotten cheap. That's the real strategic problem underneath this headline. Detection is hard. A small drone is a tiny radar target. It flies low and slow, right down in the ground clutter, where traditional air defense radar was never designed to look. It doesn't show up like an inbound aircraft. And even when you detect it, your options are limited. You can't exactly fire a missile over a populated area near Newcastle to knock down a 2-kilogram quadcopter. So bases are left with a genuinely difficult tactical challenge, and adversaries, whoever they are, know it. Here's where I'll flag this clearly as my opinion, not established fact. I think we are watching the early chapters of a long-term shift in how airspace security works. For a century, protecting a piece of sky meant watching for airplanes, big metallic objects moving fast and high, the things radar was built to find. The drone era breaks that model. Now the threat can be small, slow, low, and cheap, and there can be a lot of them. Defending against that is a fundamentally different problem, and I don't think any nation has fully solved it yet. That's opinion. But I'd be surprised if the next decade of aviation security wasn't largely defined by exactly this challenge. Let me bring it back down to the ramp, to what this means for the person listening. If you're a general aviation pilot, understand that the counter-drone measures being deployed around sensitive sites can affect your operations too. Some detection systems work by monitoring radio frequencies. Temporary flight restrictions can pop up around installations with little notice when there's a perceived threat. So, check NOTAMs, the Notices to Air Missions, every single time before you fly near military airspace. Don't rely on what was true last month. In a security environment that's tightening, restricted areas can activate and expand faster than they used to. If you're a drone operator, take this as your reminder that the entire community's reputation rides on the responsible majority. Every mystery incursion that makes headlines makes life harder for the person flying a legal mission to inspect a rooftop or shoot a real estate video. Fly by the rules, know your zones, register your aircraft, keep it in sight, because the regulatory response to bad actors is going to land on all of us. And the best defense the drone community has is a track record of doing it right. And if you're simply an aviation enthusiast watching this unfold, keep an eye on how governments respond. The policies written in the next few years about detection, about counter-drone authority, about who's allowed to bring a drone down, and how those policies will shape the airspace all of us share for a long time to come. Let me leave you with one more thought before I sign off. The airspace has always been a shared trust. When you key up and read back a clearance, when you enter a pattern and sequence yourself with traffic, you're participating in a system built on rules and mutual responsibility. Drones are part of that airspace now, whether we like it or not. The mystery aircraft over Williamtown are a reminder that the trust only works when everyone honors it, and that the people who don't create real costs for the people who do. We'll keep watching this one. If Australian authorities identify who was behind these incursions, or if new restrictions come out of it, you'll hear about it right here. My thanks to AeroTime for the reporting on the Williamtown incursions. You can always find more at radiohanger.com. Until next time, keep your charts current, your NOTAMs checked, and your eyes outside. This is Tower, and that's your ATIS.